Israeli troops pushed deeper into South Lebanon today, with Hezbollah fighting back. Israel's defense minister says his country must now expand its operations against the Hezbollah militia. The goal is to push Hezbollah northward and hold the territory until an international force is deployed there.
The fighting that began 3 weeks ago is just the latest in decades of war in Lebanon. Through it all, in Beirut, the Lebanese National Library has been struggling to hold on to and display its collection of books and periodicals. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Here you have a newspaper called Al-Hadaf, The Target, and you will have something like 30 issues.
Hala Bizri, a soft-spoken librarian, gingerly tries to open a book containing issues of a now-defunct Lebanese newspaper.
We have sometimes difficulties to open it. We can't open it. But it's very important for us, even in this bad condition, it's important to keep it.
Bizri is surrounded by a room full of boxes crammed with newspapers, periodicals, and books. They're part of Lebanon's National Library, which has been undergoing a three-year restoration project. There are books dating back to the 15th century, and many first and some last editions of national newspapers. The manuscripts are in Arabic, French, English, Russian, as well as some obscure languages such as Syriac. The whole collection is being stored in about a dozen rooms above a duty-free shopping mall at the port of Beirut. The port was hit during an Israeli bombardment on July 15th. Gerard Kajerian, the director of the National Library Restoration Project, says he was terrified what would happen to the books.
The first night when Israel hit the port, I didn't sleep all through the night. The next morning I ran to the port. My wife and children were shocked because I was going to a dangerous area. I didn't have a key to the main lock, so I climbed over the fence. I wasn't thinking, I was just trying to see the books.
The books were safe. Kajerian said library officials developed a contingency plan in case the port was bombed again. The rarest, most valuable books would be boxed up and taken somewhere safe. Where? Kajerian doesn't know. What he doesn't want is a repeat of what happened during the 15-year civil war, which ended in 1990. A few years after that war started, the National Library closed down. Many books, national treasures, were stolen or lost. Kajerian says others were stored away.
Some government employees took those books. They packaged them in boxes and they moved those boxes to safe places such as cellars and tops of buildings. But as you know, these places are very bad places to store books.
Many of the books were badly damaged by humidity, dust, and mold. A special vacuum helps clean the books and manuscripts. They're dusted down and disinfected. Then the real restoration work begins, says Christine Falil with the library. She says most of the books need work.
Some of them brand new covers, some of them just restoring covers, some of them we can save the old labels and put them back. We still have a great deal of work.
So far, more than 3,000 books have been restored since the project began, with financial help from the European Union. The Emir of Qatar also donated $25 million to help renovate an old Ottoman-era building to house the books and periodicals. Right now, more than 1,500 Lebanese, displaced by the fighting, are living in the building. The conflict that has enveloped Lebanon could severely affect plans for the new National Library because money is needed to rebuild roads, bridges, and buildings that have been destroyed by Israeli bombs. Terek Mitri, the Minister of Culture, says he understands budget priorities, but says a National Library with its printed history is important for a country like Lebanon.
It's important to preserve your memory. Short of doing this, people invent memories, you know. And invented, fabricated memories are the most dangerous. They contribute to making wars.
Jackie Northam, NPR News, Beirut.